The impact of a famine being captured by the genes in the eggs and sperm. And a memory of this event was being carried forward to affect the grandchildren generations later.
We're changing the view of what inheritance is. You can't in life, in ordinary development and living, separate out the gene from the environmental effect. They're so intertwined.
Pembrey and Biegren's work showed clearly that what our grandparents ate could affect our health. Increasingly, it appeared as if all sorts of environmental events were capable of affecting the genes. And in Washington State, Mike Skinner stumbled on some results with profound implications. He triggered an effect with commonly used pesticides and fungicides. He exposed a pregnant rat with a high dose of one of these pesticides and then looked for effects in her offspring.
And so I treated the animals, the pregnant mother, with these compounds. And then we started seeing, between 6 months to a year, a whole host of other diseases that we didn't expect. And this ranged between tumors, such as breast and skin tumors, prostate disease, kidney disease, and immune dysfunction.
He bred these rats to see if the effects persisted into subsequent generations.
The next step was for us to go to the next generation and go to the third generation out, and the same disease state occurs. So after we did several repeats and got the third generation showing it, and then a fourth generation, we sat back and realized that the phenomena was real. We started seeing these major diseases occur in approximately 85% of all the animals of every single generation.
His discoveries were a revelation.
We knew that if an individual was exposed to an environmental toxin, that they can get a disease state potentially. The new phenomenon is that an environmental toxin no longer affects just the individual exposed, but two or three generations down the line. I knew that epigenetics existed. I knew that it was a controlling factor for DNA activity, whether genes are silenced or not. But to say that epigenetics would have a major role in disease development, so I had no concept for that. The fact that this could have such a huge impact and could explain a whole host of things we couldn't explain before took a while to actually sink in.
The exposure of a single animal to a toxin was causing a whole range of diseases in almost every individual of the following generations. And because epigenetic effects have been observed in humans, this may have implications for us, too.
What this means, then, is what your grandmother was exposed to when she was pregnant could cause a disease in you, even though you had no exposure, and you're going to pass it on to your great-grandchildren.